This is Christina for the Nerd of Godcast, and I'm here with your daily devotional. Movie night again in my house. This time my kids picked Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Tomorrow they'll probably run around the house all day pretending to be every version of the hero save two. That would be Spider-Man Noir, that's Daddy's character, and Peter B. Parker, because that's me. Yep, the crusty, burnt-out version of Spider-Man is what my kids see in me. They're right, though. Even I can see that I have a few things in common with Peter B. Do you know he never takes off his suit? The whole movie, except for flashbacks, he keeps as much of his superhero suit on as he can, right up until the end. It's like his security blanket, the identity he clings to when everything is going wrong. And if it weren't for Miles Morales, he would have willingly kept it on until his death, rather than face his problems and move on. It reminds me of Jonah. That man was stubborn with a capital S. Ran away, dragged his feet, and only did what God said after God sent a whale to go get him. All because God's will for Nineveh didn't fit with his vision for it. So after all of his personal drama, he goes and gives his half-hearted sermon of 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. And the response of the king of Nineveh in Jonah 3:6 is very surprising and instructional. When Jonah's warning reached the king of Nineveh, he rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself in sackcloth, and sat down in the dust. And that was it. He just did it. The king of Nineveh heard what God wanted him to do through Jonah, took off his suit, and went in a completely different direction. No questions, no preconditions, no negotiations. Complete obedience. And he did it not knowing what the future held for him or his people after that moment. Which makes it an even stronger moment because it must have been terrifying. A leap of faith. But it was that leap that ultimately saved his people and himself. Making changes is a hard, necessary part of the path of a Christian. It can be very tempting to be like Peter B. and refuse to take off the suit and change because even though it's falling to bits around us, we couldn't possibly imagine who we would be without it. But disobedience has consequences, and Peter's choices, much like Jonah's, ended up damaging the people around him and almost costing the multiverse. God has a plan for all of us, but we would be fools to think that it will be an easy, straight path that we can ride into the sunset. We would be even bigger fools, though, to think that what we can envision for our future holds a candle to what He has planned for us. The only thing that stands in our way is our own stubborn ideas of what things should look like. We have to be less like Jonah, less like Peter B., and more like the king of Nineveh, willing to crawl off our throne of our own ideas, take off the suit, and take a leap of faith. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, you can listen to the full Nerd of Godcast show wherever fine podcasts are consumed, or check out our blog at nerdofgodcast.com. I'm Christina from Nerd of God Daily, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.